AB in Seattle is going to be a disaster.
Mr. Big Chest, baby.
Him and his stupid My Prerogative
MBC.
Costume.
Howdy, Alpha.
Who got voted off last week? I've already forgotten.
I don't know. I'm not caught up. The last person I remember getting voted off was the giraffe.
I've already forgotten who that was, too.
I don't want to spoil anything for you if you haven't, if you're not caught up.
No, I watched last week's.
Oh, it was Brian Austin Green was the last person I saw go home.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I assume it's on hiatus now because of baseball, but I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Like, we have to watch the pennant races plus the World Series, and it's going to all be on Fox.
Gotcha. Did you see the Tom Brenneman fiasco?
Nope, I don't know who that is.
He is a baseball announcer, works for Fox. traditionally does the Cincinnati Reds games.
Oh, crap.
Yes, that's correct, Samer. He was, past tense, the announcer for the Reds for like 20 years. He was the announcer there.
Oh, was it recent?
Yes, he said something in a hot mic that...
Was it about the populations of certain cities?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard about that. That guy was terrible.
His dad's a Hall of Fame announcer. He now will not be.
Did you watch the Thursday Night Football where Joe Buck made it to the Hall of Fame?
Oh my God, no. I wouldn't put Joe Buck like in my left shoe.
I like Joe Buck. It was good. Like, they were hyping it up that because they were bringing out Troy Aikman's jacket for some reason. Ugh. And they're like, oh, we're going to talk about Troy Aikman. And they're like, no, we're going to talk about Joe Buck. You're the best announcer since your dad. You get to be in the Hall of Fame. It was really nice. He got all choked up. It was cryy and weird. I liked it.
Jack Buck, very much enjoyed listening to.
Yeah.
Joe Buck, terrible.
Nah, he's fine.
And his partner is a piece of garbage.
Troy Aikman?
Yeah.
He seems fine.
Nope, they should replace all announcers with just clones of Tony Romo.
No way, Jim Nance is awesome.
I do like Jim Nance. I'll give you that. if you watch any... I just forgot the name. What's the name of the show with the guy from The Simpsons? Brockmire, yes. Brockmire, and Joe Buck is amazing on Brockmire. He's hilarious. Anyway, let's get this show rolling. True Believers, welcome to 264th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We tell you some stuff about Marvel Puzzle Quest, probably very little, but hey, we'll do it anyway. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got KS72. That's Ray. We got Sneaky Bean 15. That's Ian. Hello, hello.
Hello.
What's up?
What's up? Man, it's still good 20 years later. This is the week of 10/21 through the 28th in the year of our COVID. Happening in your Deadpool dailies. So we got the 5-day 4-star crash. The Titans. On the 14th, you had Blade going down. Some guy with a sword. Did you cut someone with a sword?
Yeah, no, he just drank their blood.
Oh, well, that works too.
Oh, once that starts happening, he just goes nuts.
Makes him red and sit back and watch the carnage.
He is potent.
Yeah, he's pretty good. How about the next one on the 19th, then? You had to use Hellcat.
I don't think Ian should be even required to answer for this, because...
How did my 100 level 70 Hellcat hold up against Blonde Widow?
I tried once,
just for the sake of the show. Didn't go good.
Probably not that much worse than everyone's champion Hellcat either, to be honest with you.
Right, exactly.
God, she's bad. And Blonde Widow's not good. It was a battle of, like, not fun matches. I think I had to play 3 times before I won.
I disagree with that. I think her ability to heal herself and go invisible proves that she is a viable character. I'm not going to make an argument against your comment on Patsy, though.
I don't know, I get bugged by powers. Like, she's got a, you know, whatever pass by power that she can pass by herself.
Well, yeah.
Well, that don't make no sense.
She's that skilled. She can pass by herself.
Yep.
She uses one costume going in and one different costume
the
going
old,
out.
The old self-brush pass. I love it.
That's funny. Coming up number next, then, appears to be Get in the Cage.
Johnny Cage.
You have him champed, right?
Yeah, absolutely. His fiddle faddle is brutal.
Fiddle faddle does put down a big beat
down. We cannot agree on what where the covers should go.
Uh-oh, I didn't look at the build. Hold on, let me...
Well,
You got a
Craig's
four?
Gone with the legendary 454.
Yeah.
I've countered with the equally popular 4-4-5, and Ray has probably what's the correct build of 5-5-3, even though I need more fiddle faddle than just three.
Yeah, I get that. I usually reserve my red for other characters, so that's why that's
right. I should if I were to adjust, I would go the opposite of you. I would go 3-5-5 because I find that that ability that's what's Enforcer do when they do like a power or do damage, you put off crazy amounts of shield tiles.
When they fire a power, you get a shield.
Yeah, you get protect tiles.
Yeah,
that's annoying when the computer does it to me. So I assume it's a good power.
And I definitely, this is not the build to use when you're going 1v1. You want that fiddle faddle.
Yeah.
All right. Storyland, Hearts of Darkness is running. That'll get you Doc Ock, Polaris, and some Heimdall. Placement is Negasonic and Killmonger. That's followed up by Meat Rocket and Groot, Iron Fist, Negasonic, Killmonger. And then placement is insert new character here and some Samurai Dreams. Then probably followed up by introducing new character. We are now in the Morris Day season.
Wow.
Fresh cuts running. That'll get you Psylocke and Yondu. Placement is Coulson and some Green Goblin shards. And the shield simulator, it is Kamala Khan, Human Torch, and Polaris. Man, you stock up with these Polaris covers. That's nice.
Yeah.
In the news, hey, Ian, we have a new character.
A new character? Could you remind me of the clue? Wasn't the clue the new character's definitely Mole Man?
Yes, the clue was the new character was definitely Mole Man. However, the problem is it was not Mole Man.
Oh. Tell me more, I guess.
So the new character is Elsa Bloodstone. I guess the digging is because she's an archaeologist or something?
I don't think she's an archaeologist. I thought she was a monster hunter.
Right.
She's a very seasonally appropriate character, and yeah. I like her overall.
But you know, you gotta go dig those monsters up in crypts and things, right?
No, the ones that dig themselves up, she makes sure they get killed. She doesn't hunt. She doesn't actively create them so she has something to hunt. Like, I see how that would be a lucrative business model, but I don't think that's her jam. But good for her. I'm glad that she's getting more, you know, MPQ time. She deserves it.
Yeah, I get it for the Halloween tie-in. So, just really, really wanted Mole Man after we started talking about him.
Right. Agreed. But yeah.
All right. Cool. So she's four star red, blue, and purple. Red, Bloodstone Gem for 7 red. This is interesting. Stuns all airborne and invisible enemies for a turn and deals damage to the target. So very situational there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, damage is universal.
Sure. As you go up in level
it still
5,
damages everybody else or the target, even if they're not airborne or invisible, correct?
That's what it seems like.
Okay.
But at level 5, that's a 3-turn stun for 7 red.
Ooh.
Well, and the other thing with that is stun overrides invisibility in airborne, doesn't it?
I believe so. So then they're on the ground. You can whack them.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting counter to some teams. Take that vulture right out the air.
Yeah.
For her blue power, I just now read the name. I hadn't read this yet. His Ta, darling. Must mean something in the comics. 9 blue.
Oh, she's British.
Oh, sure.
That's her darling.
Well, and if you take a look at what the reference is for that clue that is in the Discord, she's got a shovel and she's clearly saying, "We dig for victory, darling."
There you go. Deal 1 point of damage to a target. All right, it says 123. That might as well be 1. Choose a tile and destroy the 8th tile surrounding it, plus 1 other random tile, dealing 82 damage for each yellow destroyed. That's very strange.
I love it. You've won me over.
Level 2 is a little bit more damage. Level 3, more damage and destroys 2 random tiles.
Ooh.
4 more damage, and level 5 is more damage and destroying 3 random tiles. And again, doing damage, extra damage for each yellow destroyed.
Right.
I wonder what the impetus is that she hates yellow.
I don't know. Maybe she doesn't like cowards.
That's a very odd power. It does not seem great for 9 AP.
Well, tell us about purple. Maybe it makes up for it.
Well, I don't know, but it's got a sweet title. It's called Tea Break.
Okay.
Everybody needs a nice tea break.
Right.
8 purple. Convert 3 green basic tiles into black trap tiles that deal damage when matched or destroyed by either team. Passively, if there are 10 or more black tiles on the board at the start of this turn, convert some of them to yellow. I guess, and then you can darling them up.
So you can... Well, you can blow them up to activate them to do the damage, plus the extra damage because they're now yellow.
I don't know. That really sounds like she is digging up the monsters in order to kill them.
I said, that's a way to keep yourself in work.
Level 2.
I've never read any Elsa Bloodstone. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have not either. Trap tiles, they go up with more damage. At level 3, you get 4 of them. Turning 4 green into black, 5 into black trap tiles. At level 5, again, the same. 4 black, or 4 green into black, dealing some damage. So I really like the red power. I'm not so sure about these other two.
5-4-4.
Maybe. I think I think I'm probably on board with that, to be honest with you.
Right. I like it.
Maybe probably 5-5-3, actually. T-break doesn't seem... Level 3 gets you converting 4 tiles. Yeah, I think 5-5-3. Anyway, the Elsa Bloodstone and Friends store runs the 25th to the 30th. 80-item vault, 3 4-stars. 1 is Elsa, 1 is Cloak and Dagger, 1 is someone else. Debuts on the 22nd.
Another secret character, or...?
No, a random.
Okay.
just someone else.
It's like, have you lost your ability to read? I wasn't sure.
Just a rando. Meet Rock and Groot. She's in there as placement. The introducing event running the 22nd to 29th. Featured in Unstable ISO 8 as a progression reward. There's a welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. from the 25th to the 30th. So get your whales ready, because you're probably going to need those. Her versus tournament is Blood, Sweat, and Bullets. Lawyers, Guns, and Money.
Yeah.
They should have made it Gunpowder and Lace.
Oh. I listened to that song recently. I had no idea at the time that it was, like, predicting the future of that guy who invented the McAfee software.
Oh, John McAfee?
Yes. Isn't it about some rich dude who gets in trouble down in Honduras and uses his lawyer's guns and money to escape?
That guy is a crackpot. So there you go. Elsa Bloodstone. Did not see that one coming. But interesting. New character.
Yeah.
I like when they bust out the less known Marvel characters.
Right.
Mole Man still would have been cooler, but...
I think Elsa is a seasonally appropriate.
Yeah. I get it now, but really right. Wanted that Mole Man.
Way less seasonally appropriate.
Yeah. Right. That's all I got in the Marvel news. You guys got anything?
No. I mean, other than... Alpha trying to ruin my evening by telling me the amazing Randy just died.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is true. The news came out earlier this evening.
Boo.
Oh, that's depressing.
I was saying boo, Ernst.
I also was saying boo, Ernst.
The only local news we got from Perondiac was the location of those skeleton busters we discussed last week. If you want to look at the holiday decorations, you can go on Devonshire, take Aaron to Park, turn right on Park, and then left on Devonshire. That's where it is. So there you go.
Nice.
That's up by Jopa's house.
It is. It's true. My only other news is it was a good poker day. That's
nice.
I placed in 3 tournaments, so, you know.
Congratulations.
Online poker treating very well.
Yeah. Doing all right.
Good. I don't think I have any local news. I don't know. I get to work from home until January now, so that's nice.
Ooh, back on the home from working. Yeah. I love that. You were sad about being at the office, and now you're blessed.
Yeah, so now I get to work from home until January, so.
Great. Tomorrow's Kelly's birthday. That's exciting three of us.
I'll try and remember to send a text.
Not the three of us, but. What's that?
I'll try and remember to send a text. I'll probably forget, but I'll still try and remember.
All right, cool.
All right, Ian, in that case, let's hit to the top 3 for the top 3. What's your category?
Oh, this week's category are your top 3 wizards.
Oh, wizard and, Harry.
Exactly. And any kind of wizard that you enjoy, I was open to. It was a category I was enthusiastic about, so I didn't want to make it too limiting.
Like I said, I have kind of, like, well, really, it's more like 4 and an honorable mention, so I really got to have, like, 5 answers here.
Okay. I mean, well, I don't know if you like to lead with that or end with that. I don't know. I'll just go first. And then, again, because I already know my list and I'm more curious about hearing your guys' list.
Okay.
So my number 3, my 3rd favorite wizard of all time is Tim.
Oh, the Tim the Enchanter.
Yes.
How did I not think of that?
Might call him Tim.
When Teenage Dean saw that movie was definitely a life changer.
Cool, yeah.
And I thought Tim was especially hilarious.
It's got huge, nasty teeth.
Oh, man. I can't wait. And I can wait, but I can't wait to show that to 12-year-old Owen.
Mm.
I'm excited to pass that comedy on. But yeah, that's my number three. Let's go with Craig.
All right, well, my honorable mention.
Yeah.
We'll start there. Akiro the Wizard.
Yeah, he's good.
From the Conan movies.
Oh, sure.
He's also the narrator.
Right, he is the teller of his tale.
Yeah, I love that character.
Yeah, just don't try to eat him to hopefully ingest his magic. It will not work.
My number three is my combo answer, because they have to be together. It is Lo Pan and Egg Shen.
Sure. Well, I feel better about my picks.
All right.
Because I started going through things and I'm like, well, there's a couple obvious ones that I really want to go with. But what I actually went with were some really more rare, like not mainstream kind of wizards. I do want to mention that Alpha mentioned the yellow wizard from Gauntlet. I do appreciate that answer.
Wizard eats food badly.
Exactly. So
don't shoot food.
I some reason restricted myself to movies, and I picked these like off the wall kind of wizards that I truly enjoy. But my first one is Billy Barty, was the actor who played High Alduin in the movie Willow.
Yeah. He also, I just saw him recently when I was up late watching movies I didn't need to be watching. He was also the, he was an extra, he was in Masters of the Universe, and I was rewatching Masters of the Universe. It kind of holds up, but he plays like Geldor or something.
Holds up and said it's just as terrible now as it was then.
What's that?
The Masters of the Universe.
No, it's good. It totally holds up in my mind.
That is a movie that I have never seen and likely never will.
Oh, man. It's good.
I do like Billy Barty, though.
Yeah, so do I. He's a good actor.
He's in a ton of movies.
All right, what's your number two?
Oh, me. I'm still on this show. I was listening to Ray. I was half napping. My number two is none other than Harry Dresden from the Dresden Files books by, I forget who makes it. Some dude. I know him and I've read all the books. Not all of them. There are two new ones that I haven't gotten to yet. Jim Butcher. He makes books, but he's a COVID denier and he's gotten weird lately. So I have trouble promoting him, but the series is fantastic. I think they're on book 17 now. Oh. I feel like the series peaked at book 9 and could have ended, but I'm glad it keeps going. Because what book series needs 17 books? Like, usually if you get 3 books in the same series, it's kind of a big deal. But absolutely excellent series. If you have any interest in checking it out, I highly recommend it.
That was also a TV show, right?
Briefly, yes, on the USA Network.
I've never read those books.
Can't remember anybody who was in it. And it's impossible to jam a, book into a 30-minute show and make something good.
Sure. There's, lots of examples on television that prove that over and over.
Right.
And over again.
Right. Now, if you were able to do some Dresden licensing to something like Amazon Prime or Hulu and, make an 8-part series out of book one and then
one season
going,
per book. Yeah.
Oh, you've totally won me over.
Gotcha. My number two, I stayed in the comic book realm. However, not Marvel. It is John Constantine.
Right.
I love me Constantine, the Hellblazer.
Well, you do like some Hellblazer.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I support that. Do it, Ray.
I got nothing to say to that. So my number two obscure wizard from movies, played by the actor Richard Maul. That's right.
Maul?
The guy from Night Court.
Yeah.
Richard Maul played Zusha in The Sword and the Sorcerer. He is so evil and just disgusting, and he's amazing. Seriously love that movie, even though looking back at it, it is so hokey, and the main character is just so bad, but I thoroughly enjoyed that movie. So.
I gotta look this movie up.
Yeah, Richard Maul, he was a gigantic sorcerer.
Too.
So, there you go, that's my number two.
Huh.
And Samurai's already got a picture of him.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to the Discord and check it out. Oh, have I never seen that?
I can't answer that question.
Does it hold up?
I can't answer that question. I don't think I have seen that movie since like 1990-ish, so...
Huh.
Available on Amazon.
Oh, like streaming currently, or...?
I don't know, I think that's just a button to buy it.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me, I do have some news after this segment. Remind me.
Okay.
But my number one for all-time favorite wizard is none other than Willow from Buffy.
Sure.
I thought that was peak performance by Allison Hannigan. Willow Rosenberg was... That's the season where she was the villain? Ah! Fantastic.
Yeah. They went from she's really nice and cutesy to, oh my, she's like one right. of the worst villains ever.
Skinning people alive. Oh, so good. So good. But yeah, she really, really did it well. Craig?
I do like me some Lily.
Yeah.
My number one is going into the realm of Dungeons and or Dragons.
Uh-oh.
It is the Sage of Shadowdale, Elminster Armar.
Wow. That sounds like something you'd enjoy.
A lot of really good books about him.
Yeah, some really fantastic novels. I mean, once you're a triple class character who has slept with a goddess, you know, your life is pretty good. Because he has levels, and I believe it's fighter Rogan Wizard? Might be Cleric Rogan Wizard. But
well, he definitely spent a lifetime as a rogue.
Yeah, he started as a rogue in his young life.
Yeah.
When he gets turned into a woman, I think he's a cleric, technically.
Oh, so he's all four classes. Major classes.
But, he is the Archmage. He's the one of the Chosen of Mystra, the super powerful Elminster.
Great.
Nobody can
argue with
that.
Ready to bring us home, Ray?
Sure. I mentioned this movie in one of our previous top threes. My top wizard for this pick, again going for obscure wizards, is played by Ralph Richardson. He plays Ulrich of Craganmore in the movie Dragon Slayer.
Oh, that's good.
I really enjoy him. He is so flippant and just has no care for the people, you know, the commoners around him. I really enjoy him.
I support that. That's a good... That movie holds up.
Oh, definitely.
That's some top-tier performance by Peter McNichol.
That is true as well. It's one of his best.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. Thank you. Because there was lots of, you know... This was one where I felt passionate about a lot of things. I'm glad a lot of them made the list. I did not remember his name, but as you were saying that, I was on IMDb Googling Dragon Slayer to remember the wizard from that movie. So I'm glad he made the list. I'm really glad Lopan made the list. David Lopan should have been on my list, but honestly, Doctor Strange should have been on my list too, but
right.
I really took a while to parse down exactly how I felt about each wizard and how to rank them.
I was just going to say that because I went with obscure wizards, I did leave Gandalf off my list, which I still regret because Gandalf is one of the, you know, iconic wizard characters.
I guess. He's no Saruman, but he's good.
Book Gandalf. Much better than movie Gandalf.
Sure.
Movie Gandalf just gets to wave a stick and spin on his head. Worst wizard duel ever.
I realize you really hated that scene, but...
Oh my god, it was so bad!
It was an unfortunate wizard duel. Again, it doesn't hold any water compared to Egg Shen versus Lopan.
Seriously, that's one of the great wizard duels of all time!
Or Akira versus the wizard from that wants to protect the horn.
Yeah.
His smoke's pouring out of his nose.
Yes, again, much better. Yeah. I was so stoked for, you know, Lord of the Rings, and I'm like, oh, that whole scene makes me so sad.
Yeah, that franchise was fantastic, but they did not want to invest in a wizard duel.
No, they did not.
Because, man, because not long after that, Dumbledore and Voldemort showed me how it gets done in 3D in a basement, and I was like, this is
seriously
cinematic gold.
Yeah, you get to those ending credits of Order of the Phoenix, that ending 5 minutes or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That was rock solid. That battle in the Ministry of Magic, that is one of the great wizard duels ever filmed.
It really was. And in fairness, I was with Ray. I didn't want to just peel the top three off the top.
Right. Yeah.
Because Nicole Williamson from Excalibur as Merlin, fantastic.
Oh, man. I really regret not having him on my list.
Yeah. Merlin's just a top tier wizard. That's why it was hard to make the list. I mean, I'm sad that I left off David Bowie as the Goblin King from my list, to be honest. But it was good. I'm glad it was really well ranged.
Yeah.
I liked what you did there.
All right, in that case, let's get in the car, drive to Facts and Drive, and find out what the Quizmaster's got.
My goodness. What a great segue. I believe last week I asked you who were the members of the Vishanti. So let's talk about them briefly. And by talk about them, I mean name them in order. Agamotto, Hoggoth, and Ashtur. are the three members What's that?
What's the third one?
O-S-H-T-U-R. I said Oshter, if I'm not correct.
No, I don't know that. I don't know that name. So I you know, okay. The other ones, obviously, you hear quite often.
Right, right. He is the least popular of the three, or I don't know if it's three. Maybe it's one person with three different aspects.
No, it's three. I thought it was three separate babies. Like,
it could very be magic is shrouded in mystery, dude.
Sure.
True.
But I thought it was the, and I don't remember the names, but I thought it was one of them existed, went off and met another one, and then they created the third or something like that. Like,
maybe. Yeah, I would not be surprised if Agamotto and Hagath accidentally or purposely created the third and the three of them rule over a magicdom.
Gotcha.
Or maybe it's not. Maybe Agamotto is just the most popular, most well-known. Maybe he's not the most popular. He was the original Sorcerer Supreme?
That sounds good.
Okay. We'll take it. Let's do some Marvel Puzzle Quest trivia for this week's trivia. This is brought to you by my second favorite producer of this show, UNC Samurai. Apparently, there are three characters in Marvel Puzzle Quest with an in-game cover structure that is not accessible to the players. Who are these three characters? That, again, is can you name the three characters in Marvel Puzzle Quest with in-game cover structures not accessible to players? Tune in next week for the big reveal. So my news for you, Craig.
Yes.
If you forgot to buy Blood last time I recommended it to you.
No, I did buy it.
Okay. Because this week on the Humble Bundle, their bundle includes Blood Fresh Supply.
Oh. Did you want that code for that? I sent you a code for a racing game that I didn't know if you had or not.
Is it in my email?
I think so.
Okay. I don't not want it, but I can't be sure if I'll ever play it.
It's just, when I bought that pack to include Blood, I apparently had already had this game on Steam. So I think it's called Dirt something something.
Yeah.
But my other choice, I got the Car Mechanic, so I'm going to, you know, play this Car Mechanic.
Car Mechanic
game.
Simulator?
Yeah. I'm excited to play that.
I believe you.
It will take my zero knowledge of cars up to a 0.1.
Nice. I got one of my two cars out of the garage today.
All right.
Oh, nice.
This would just remind me of the old days of playing, if you ever played the game, was it called Hot Rod? No.
Does not ring a bell.
There used to be a game where you would buy a crappy car in the newspaper, and then you would soup it up, and then you could race it for pink slips in, like, the water canals in California, and then you could drive it on Mulholland Drive. Street Rod. That's what it was called. Street Rod 2.
Does not ring a bell, but I will...
But so you'd, like, you know, take off the carburetor and put on, you know, a better racing carburetor and replace all the parts, and yeah.
Mm. Oh, I also found out my other car will never return from the garage.
Oh, no.
The timing belt broke.
Okay.
So when a timing belt breaks and the car is still going, nothing is timed appropriately, so the pistons smash their way through the valves, and I'm not paying. My red car is not worth $2,500 in repairs.
Damn. Oh, I had that happen to me once.
My red car is worth replace my red car.
Yeah.
Actually, my red car is worth, I think we're going to be a one-car family for a couple months and then figure out what we're going to do about cars.
Sure.
Probably not driving as much as you used to, so.
Not at all. Owen and I have nowhere to go.
Right.
Anywhere I would normally take him. I'm not taking him to any one of those.
Well, you've been driving on the weekend,
trampoline.
Right? Doing the census stuff?
What's that?
You've been doing the census stuff, driving around
I have
the weekend,
been doing
right?
The census stuff.
Yeah.
But it's, yes. So I have stockpiled some cash from that, which was quickly able to fix the black car and still have some other, you know, stockpiled. I just think I can make it on one car for indefinitely.
There you go. Samurai immediately got a graphic of
that game
on the screen.
Nice.
It's a good game. You could chop the roof and put on, you know, racing tires. And it was fun.
Closest thing to a racing game that I've ever played is Twisted Metal, so.
Okay.
And Spy Hunter, I guess.
Bum, bum, oh, Ian, this will only interest me.
Yes.
Guess who's putting out a Metallica cover album?
Oh, hold on.
I think I saw this earlier today, so.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Sorry, I gotta think.
Sluggo guessed Tony Bennett?
Not Tony Bennett.
I know that's wrong, so.
I'm trying to think what that Craig would be interested in.
50 Cent.
Yeah, it's not 50 Cent.
It's that's not 50 not... Cent.
Does Craig like things? That's really a... I don't know. I'm sorry.
It's Miley!
Is she? I didn't know you liked Miley.
She just did a set for, trying to save, performance halls and things, since nothing's open right now.
Right.
And so she covered some songs. She covered Zombie by the Cranberries.
Right.
It was probably fantastic.
And it was amazing.
She's a spectacular musician. I love Miley Cyrus. I had not heard this news.
And then she covered, I'm now forgetting which Metallica song it was. Anyway, she covered a Metallica song. It was phenomenal. And so she said, I'm doing a whole album. And I was like, I need this.
I'm probably going to surprise everyone by saying, her voice annoys me when she's on interviews and stuff. But when she sings, she has a spectacular voice.
That raspy singing voice sounds amazing on Metallica songs.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. But go to YouTube and find her cover of Zombie. Okay. Stunning. Like, that song's not easy to sing.
Right.
Oh, so good.
Good stuff. I'm definitely going to check that out.
Yeah. Willie, what's in the mailbag?
All right, so we got some comments. First, the ever-awaited comment from T. Deja Author. He says, here we go. You know it's coming. One of the number of translations for the word dig into French is planter, which is a verb that also means to stick. To stick can also mean to strike in boxing, i.e. stick and move. Savate is also known as French kickboxing, so it's obvious we're talking about five-star Batroc leaping into victory as our next playable character.
Mm-hmm.
I support that.
That was quite a stretch.
I did. I liked it. I like that Batroc's going to be a five-star, too.
Tad Prime said, hope it's not, Mole Man. I expect Underground will be as problematic as Airborne. he says he votes for... Cosmo. I don't even know who that is. So,
isn't that someone's like sidekick dog?
Oh, maybe. That sounds right.
What?
I have no idea.
Like Astro Mutt?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You're the only Cosmo that matters.
Cosmo the space dog. So, D-Wing and the Wall of Text says, congratulations for Craig preempting the Batroc reasoning. I can't wait to hear the inevitable retaliation in this week's mailbag. Well, there you go. I hope you enjoyed it. He also said, I'm overall positive in the UI stuff. I'm encountering a bug regarding boosts, but I'm sure it'll be fixed soon. That is true. I have heard a lot of people talking about that bug in boosts. Somehow, if you use boosts instead of your, what are they called? Your team ups, the boosts get stuck. And it'll randomly throw boosts in instead of randomly picking characters, I guess. I don't really know all the details, but that's kind of what it sounded like. So pay attention to what you have in your three slots there when you start a fight.
Okay.
D-Wing also said, I would direct Ian to the show Carnival Eats. It will blow your mind.
Oh, it's okay.
I have no idea.
I don't know if it's a mind blower, but it's entertaining. You were correct.
Okay. I look forward to months and months of Craig's inevitable indignation regarding his every opinion being immediately met with Sermon on the Mount. he does ask, though, does Craig have his Chase Claypool jersey yet?
I do not, no. I've only ever owned two Steelers jerseys. And they are both like Hall of Famers. So
I was assuming it was something along that line. I have no idea who Chase Claypool is.
Yeah, he's a wide receiver, rookie wide receiver for the Steelers, had four touchdowns. Not this Sunday, but the Sunday before.
That's a lot. And Perondiac. Fair food. He suggests cotton candy, but with Werther's original flavoring. You grind up the candy and put the dust in the cotton candy machine. It's phenomenal. I don't doubt that. That sounds amazing. I like Werther's originals, and having it as light and fluffy as a cotton candy, it sounds pretty good.
I'll have to try that. I have one of those cotton candy machines.
I know. You'll need to share. Meatloaf recipe. He says, I think this was Samurai's meatloaf recipe. It looks great because it doesn't contain the peasant condiment ketchup. I'm going to give it a go this weekend.
Ketchup is the greatest of all condiments.
Yeah, people really hate on the ketchup, but... I agree with it on meatloaf. If you use ketchup on meatloaf, it's because you make dry meatloaf, and you don't know how to make good meatloaf, but...
I am going to start calling it the peasant condiment from now on.
It really is.
Totally going to steal that.
All right, so there you go. I parsed it down. That's there's the comments for this week. Mailbag is empty. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, in that case, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just wanted to
pump...
You up.
You up. Anything?
I heard mine.
I heard mine and yours.
I did not hear yours.
Huh, I can't gauge the distance then. I've been trying to move my clap further and further away from the mic so that it doesn't cancel out my clap. But I can't... Oh, well. One's better than zero. Plus, Thwomp's back. I haven't seen that guy in 20,000 months.
It's funny because on the podcast, the Audacity picks up all the claps, and then there's the argument about how many claps there were.
So this doesn't translate well beyond the live show. I'm sorry. I'll just pull up the infographic and try to tell you guys things. All right, let's see what... Ooh!
Wow! I'm sorry, I was stunned by the giant picture of TB12.
I was stunned by, actually, people being available to be talked about this week. Unfortunately, I wasn't prepared enough to know anything about 3-star Gambit, but he is boosted. 3-star Luke Cage, on the other hand, he's been around for a long time. You'll get extra damage out of his way too much damage yellow, you'll get extra damage out of his way too much damage black, and that projectile that won't go away will just keep preventing more and more damage. The recently reworked 3-star Spider-Man, you get a ton of damage plus with his yellow, and that's all. Oh no, he makes projectiles with his purple that'll be boosted. 3-star Star-Lord sounds vaguely familiar. I don't know exactly what his yellow and purple do, but I do know that his green does some AoE, so that AoE will inevitably be boosted. And good old Patch. Boosted strike tiles, boosted damage in green, boosted damage in red, and probably boosted healing from yellow. Now, let's see about the 4-star characters, which are slightly more popular. Maybe less popular, I don't know, because you actually have to earn those. 3-stars are more prep. I don't know. Talking in a confusing circle and feeling sad. Let's see what 4-star Gamora does. Her deadly strike damage is increased, and her attack and strike tiles from being the deadliest woman ever are increased, and attack... Oh, she stuns you, which is not boosted, but she does create attack and strike tiles when that happens, so enjoy. Good old main event Hulk.
Oh, that's going to be
also
fun.
Also fantastic. Yeah, his Gamma Power Bomb should do just crazy amounts of damage. And the health bursting and damage dealing that yellow does on occasion, also, we'll see a nice bump.
That Gamma Power Bomb is where it's at.
It is.
Holy smokes.
All those critical tiles, all that damage.
Is that graphic there from a movie, or are those two actually a thing?
No, that is from a movie. That's from 13 Going on 30, you monster. It's one of the greatest films ever made.
I've never seen that.
That seems unlikely, but...
Oh, it's spectacular. It's heartwarming. It's funny. It's got those two, and it's got Judy Greer as the villain, sort of. But as far as children being teleported into adult bodies or vice versa, this is at the top of the list.
Well,
than Big?
Yeah, that's
better than Big. Better than Freaky Friday.
It's a low bar.
Better than Big. Again. What?
It's not better than Big.
It's better than Big.
Come on.
Big doesn't hold up the way you think it holds up.
Oh, it totally does.
It does not.
Man, this has Razzles in it. Razzles. Anyway, let's talk about Blonde Widow since she's beating up Hellcat.
I've not had Razzles in a really
long
time.
All week long. Yeah, Razzles, they, on the other hand, do not hold up.
Oh, they're not good.
Anything that transforms into gum? Gross.
Yeah, they're not good.
Just either give me gum or give me candy. Don't try to give me half of each. Her lights out does a little damage, and that brush pass that we were mocking her for does some burst healing. Both will be increased. Peggy. Arguably the greatest independently created character?
Oh, I think by far, right?
I think so, but I didn't want to, like, downplay Samurai Dakin.
Well, I've not got to, you know, use him for anything. So,
right.
I mean, Peggy's real strong.
Conceptually and functionally, I think that Peggy Carter, amazing. So she's got a really strong red when boosted, and... you know, do as Peggy says is never bad.
Yeah.
So the fact that it's damage is going to be even more so. A+. Vulture. Wow. He's good. He was Rey's 100th episode champion.
That is it, right around there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that as well. His airborne-ness doesn't need to get any better, so that won't be boosted. But his green and blue damage will both be boosted. So enjoy continuing to abuse people with him. Try not to run into Elsa Bloodstone. Apparently she can shoot him out of the sky.
Yeah.
So yeah, a lot of good choices this week. Wow, it's like anniversary week quality.
Huh. I just noticed on the graphic in very small text at the bottom, it just tells me what all these references are.
Oh.
How long has he been doing that?
That's got to be new, right?
I don't
know. Or have I just not read it for like a year?
Oh, okay. He says just this week. All right.
Okay.
I don't feel that bad then.
I'm like, right. Wow, that's handy.
I just felt like we were getting strong with the references, but I do like it. Apparently not. Apparently some people haven't seen 13 going on 30.
Nope, never seen it.
Oh, so good. It's one of those things that's when it's on cable TV, you just got to stop and watch. And I can pick it up at any point. It's just that good.
It's not Shawshank. Right.
It is similar. I mean, not in any aspects other than its watchability.
It's like, nothing's on, nothing's on, nothing's on, nothing's on. Oh, Shawshank.
Brooks was here. Let's see what Samurai recommends, because everybody... Is there anybody bad? No, because Blonde Widow's not that bad. So, I mean, she's probably not the best of the bunch, but everybody's... I'm just going to stop and read. This week is simple. You have four good choices and one method for learning about enfilads and defilads. 3-star players might have some luck using gambits to clean up strike tiles and patches. Oh, so when patch makes enemy strike tiles, gambit can make them go away? There's something Gambit does. Enjoy. But yeah, he's right. Gamora's good. Main event's good. Peggy's great. Vulture's great. And
then there's
Blonde Widow. She does say, I do like enfilads and defilads. But the other stuff's good too. What a great bunch of characters. That's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later.
What a wonderful audience.
Yeah. Demystify.
All right, let's head over to team up time then.
First day of Christmas, my choo-choo.
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 Choo-choo. Choo-choo.
All right, so this week.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
This week, you get to, this is actually a team from a developer. That is right, I am stealing this from Friday night, because at the time, I didn't have anything else to work with. Noah, the dev who was on the show, the Twitch stream Friday night, made reference to this team that he says he uses. It is a 4-star team consisting of Iron Fist, Coulson, and Captain Marvel. Coulson and Carol, always good together, and he added in Iron Fist.
Sure, why not?
So you use the photonic barrage of Carol and the key focus. Which the key focus is great because it's only 6 blue, and you use those to make tiles. And anytime you fire off powers, Coulson's throwing out those 1-turn countdown tiles, and every time a countdown tile expires, Carol boosts your strike tiles. That's basically what you got here. I mean, you've got some other powers that deal damage and whatnot, but that's basically what you're doing, is you're making tiles, you're boosting them up, and then you use 8 green for Danny to just punch the life out of your opponent. So there you go. That's your team. There's not much to it.
It does seem pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it pretty much is. Iron Fist at a 3-5-5. Coulson, I would say, at a 5-5-3. And Carol also at a 5-5-3. I think that's right. That sounds good. So,
yeah.
There you go. That's your team up for this week. As always, if you want to look at this team up or any other team up, you can go to puzzlewarriors3.com and click on the Synergy segment link, which will give you a PDF of all of the team ups that we've had on here, so you can do that. If you have any suggestions, let me know. Otherwise, the segment is brought to you by Unify.
Unify.
All right, let's go, OG, and open up some tokens.
Oh.
you okay there?
Have you seen the artwork for the newest character?
Yes.
The in-game artwork?
I'll go with yes.
You should check it out when you load up your game. For the I just saw Elsa for the first time here on the introducing. Have you seen the head on this woman? She looks like me with two shotguns and red hair. Like, she has the most light bulb shaped head I've ever seen outside of a mirror. It's bulbous, and our bangs are doing nothing to cover it up.
It's like an orange on a toothpick.
Exactly. Sputnik. Let me get my token opening token out of the way. See if I can avoid any more Heimdalls. See if I can get a 4-star blade. It's a 4-star Medusa. I don't remember if I need that or not. I'll let you know.
Twomp does ask where you are with your 4-stars.
Oh, man. They're coming along. I did need that, but it was the wrong kind. I have Medusa at a 3-5-3, and I got another one of her reds. Yeah. So, almost. I could have needed it, but not yet. I'll let you guys start opening, and I will filter my 4-stars and try to be helpful.
I think Samurai already answered.
Oh, all right.
he knows our rosters better than we do, so apparently you've got around 30 of them champed. So, good job. 30.
That's about right.
I have 4 to open.
Yeah, I got 6.
All right, I'll go. I'm going with the eye poking for a 4-star Danger Zone from Nova.
Yeah.
Next, we've got another 4-star Centurion Archery from Yondu.
Well, that's good power.
Mary Poppins, yo. All right, number 3 is purple. And it is the well-needed All-Seer Heimdall.
That's nice.
So that's my second cover for Heimdall. I actually got enough shards to get one cover.
Nice.
And finally is a 4-star classic Nick Fury. Which is
right,
it? My Heimdall is now at a 100. Or sorry, a 200.
First one is a Teen Gene. Number 2 is a purple. That is, it's a Heimdall. Blue, the All-Seer. Next poke is Misty Knight, Bionic Breakdown. Ooh, another 5-star. Oh, another Heimdall, blue, the All-Seer. And the last one is a Big Pun. And I'm lying, there's one more. And that is a Vulture. All right, do I have Heimdall? I do. He is now at a 201.
You're one ahead of me.
So that's exciting.
However, in my quest to get Heimdall so that I could partake of this last event, I've been, shooting off all the tokens that I get trying to get Heimdall. I did manage to champ Killmonger.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Yeah.
I was very happy. Every time a 5-star came up, I'm like, ooh, is this him? No, that's Killmonger. I'm like, oh, well, but I get to champ him, so all right.
To bring things back around to me, which is where I like to keep the focus, I have 36 championed 4-stars at the moment, Thwomp, and I have 16 additional fully covered 4-stars that I have not made an effort to champion yet. And that's where that is. Thanks, as always, to this guy.
This guy. Hey, what's on the podcast network?
Whew. That's asking a lot, but if you would like to find out for yourself, as I do not know, any shows other than the ones that I'm involved in, I know that they're all available at the Soon to Be Named Network, and that's Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com. Complete list of all the current and archived shows on our podcasting network. Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
Okie doke. Anything else for the good of the order?
I think I'm good.
Yes. Those alleged Steelers jerseys. Samurai guessed Bettis and Mean Joe Green. I guessed Jack Lambert and Julio Franco. What are the actual
Julio
answers?
Franco?
Well, he's Julio Franco now.
All right, my guess it was slightly untrue because one of them's not yet in the Hall of Fame. But it is Bettis and Hines Ward.
Oh, one who, misleading, I see.
One who really, really should have been in the Hall of Fame already. The greatest blocking wide receiver of all time.
James Franco?
That's like Julio Franco. All right, anything else then?
No, because I've already forgotten what the right answer was.
Bettis
Ward. I was so distracted by my own foolishness. Did you say Bettis and Ward?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense.
And anyone who's going, I don't know when trick or treat is in your town because it's moved around some. If you're doing that in the next week or so, be safe.
Okay.
I think it got moved to next Thursday here. Does that sound right, Ray?
Oh, I have no idea.
I think it's Thursday here because they can't do it Saturday because Saturday is a, for the Saturday the 31st, you know, actual Halloween, is, God help us, a home football game versus Ohio State with a full moon and Halloween. It's going to be bad times in State College.
I can't believe, I can believe, but man, you wait your whole life as a kid for a Halloween on a Saturday, and then it gets ruined by your stupid Penn State football? Gosh darn it, I'm angry. I mean, it was already mostly ruined from COVID, but why pile on?
Yeah, but there you go.
No, there all are right. Not any people in the stadium, supposedly.
Oh, it's a no-fan situation?
I believe the Big Ten has stayed with the no-fan rule.
That was my understanding.
Yeah, they are allowed people at the pro games. There were people at the Steelers game and people at the Filthy Filthy Eagles game.
Right.
But nothing at Beaver Stadium. In fact, no tailgating at Beaver Stadium. All the parking lots are supposed to be being blocked off. So all the Walmart parking lots, I'm sure, will be filled with RVs instead. Because people still going
to
come.
Right. So I will do my best to answer, Thwomp. State College is nothing but a bunch of out-of-control, self-indulgent heathens 100% of the time. Even the fact that a football game is being played nearby is enough to ruin everything. So that is how it will affect Halloween.
Oh, yeah, you don't want your kids out on the streets on a football game night.
Right.
No, thank you.
They will wander their way into
outlying
suburb-type towns.
They're going to end up at a frat party somewhere playing beer pong.
Yeah, no good.
Yeah, they could be attacked by helicopter, that's true.
That has happened.
Has happened. And what are you going to do? All right, that's it. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Check out our webpage. Comment, suggestions. Shoot him at Ray. He needs some team-ups.
Pew, pew.
If there's anything left out there that we haven't done yet, send him his way. Go to the Amazon banner, buy some stuff, give us some love. CafePress.com/PuzzleWarriors3. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, to Voorhees or not to Voorhees? That is the question.
Bye, friends.
Good night.